You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, and it's time for some great independent and unsigned music down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday on Channel Erk. It's Erk FM, erkfm.com. I'm Erk, and let's kick things off with a song which I may or may not dedicate to Studio B. This song's by Rich Mayer, and it's called Granny.
Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to Erk FM. You can catch Emotus on www.myspace.com/Emotus, and our album Smokescreen is out at the moment on iTunes, available for download and digital distribution, with a hard copy due out in June, July this year.
Government says said you got too many infractions. How can we get you to take some action? Fix things up before it's too late. You really can't afford to wait. Don says I can buy my time. I'll just pay your measly fines. Then I'll go about my business, digging coal, making money. That's our only goal. Down, down, Blankenship's mine. We dig his coal, but we run out of time. He never fixed things up, he just paid the fines. And we died for you in Blankenship's mine. Don says the government pushed him too hard. With all the rules and regulations, they've gone too far. Why don't you leave us alone? We'll get by. Coal mining's dangerous, sometimes people die. So the men went down to dig out the coal. Gas built up and blasted a hole through the hearts of the families left behind. You think Don will ever pay for his crime? Down and down, Blankenship's mine. Dig his coal, but we run out of time. He never fixed things up. He just paid the fine, and we died for you in Blankenship's mine. try another way. Trust in my devotion, I always be noble, treating my friends well.
This is Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to IRC FM.
No.
hope you enjoyed that four in a row here on episode 143 of IRC FM. I'm IRC, of course, and I bring you great quality, independent and unsigned music from across the world each and every Friday. That band from the Midlands area of the UK are called the Lysergics. I knew I was going to have troubles with that one. And you might have been able to tell that that song was called Really Shouldn't Say. And the Lysergics. Damn it, I knew I was going to have trouble. They took their name from the readings of Rom Tom, a spiritual Indian chief. This was basically stumbled across one late night, early morning, so it seemed like a good idea at the time, so the name stuck. All the best decisions are made after a long night of drinking, they say. After several drummers and guitarists, they've settled on a couple of people. They started off small, starting to gig in their hometowns, but over the years they have spread across England. They have had releases in 2005, 2006, 7, 8, and then 2009 and 2010. So they've been pretty consistent, basically releasing at least an EP each and every year. So from Northampton in the Midlands with some indie punk rock, that was Lysergics. And prior to that, we heard from Dan Daniels and Your No Good Buddies. And their song we heard, well, I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. Before that, we heard from Rich Eaton with his song called Jealous Girl. Now, you wouldn't have thought that I had a theme in mind when I came up with the idea of this particular week's selection of songs. And then when I was playing them back before the show started, well, maybe you might be right. Maybe you might be right indeed. But Rich Eaton, like so many of the other bands, comes to us from Juice Management and Promotion. And it's always good to have Juice Management and Promotion on board. And this week we also welcome another show, another agency, the Bender Music Group, which is absolutely awesome, and they've supplied the music for the latter half of the episode. Now, Chuck Eaton, who we just heard from, he's based in Sao Paulo in Brazil. Originally recording his first album just for fun, Chuck Eaton was so surprised by the positive feedback that he received that he set upon recording his second album in 2008. Learning the English language all by himself by listening to big chart hits as well as a good dictionary, Chuck Eaton's music has since been featured on a large number of radio stations all over the world, and now he's been on IRC FM here out of Australia. And so that was Chuck Eaton, and the song that we heard from Chuck was indeed called Jealous Girl. Prior to that, we heard from Dan Daniels and Your No Good Buddies with a song called Blankenship's Mine. And I thought that that might have been after another artist that we've played here on IRC FM, Amy Blankenship. I'm not sure if that's the case, but let me tell you about Dan Daniels and Your No Good Buddies. They're a group of baby boomers with their roots in the past and their branches reaching for the future. Raised on rock and roll, tempered through the social struggles of the 60s and 70s, and keeping abreast of the currents of the changes in politics, the environment and the world in general, they play a rocking, socially relevant and tastefully humorous brand of good time music that can be enjoyed by all. Their original album was in 2004 called Guts and Gravel, and since then they have showed a versatility of sounds tied to a group of songs with snappy hooks, thoughtful lyrics and outstanding musicianship, which we heard on that particular song. And the song that we heard was indeed called Blankenship's Mine, and I wonder who they're really talking about there. In 2010 they released a third CD entitled Nobody's Fool, exploring a little more acoustic, bluegrass, old-time jug band style without drums. And so that was rather cool. And to start off the episode, we heard from Rich Mayer. We didn't hear a lot of singing from Rich, but he is indeed a singer-songwriter based in the southwest of England. Singing has always been a major part of Rich's life, performing in family concerts at the age of 4 and singing in national choirs by the age of 12. At the age of 17, he began teaching himself to play the guitar and wrote his first songs, and since then he has progressed through rock bands and blues jams to end up where he is today. He also does work to promote music, running a highly acclaimed acoustic showcase where his focus was to offer a space in which musicians could perform to genuinely attentive audiences, and the audiences would get to see how much amazing talent there is on their doorstep. And there is certainly a lot of amazing talent both on the interweb and live if you know where to look. So we're going to continue now with a band called J786 is an artist unlike any other artist in the music industry at the present or in the past, who could claim their entire purpose for making music is to serve one and only cause for charity. He has agreed to get back into music on one condition, that he has negotiated with his record label that 100% of the proceeds from his share of the income would go towards a charitable medical fund set up by him. So from currently Los Angeles in California, here is J786. I'd love to find out how that name came about. And the song that we're going to hear is called Rock Tonight. I feel like some rock tonight, like rock tonight. Thank you, Foundry Road.
Baby, come on tonight. I'm a feeling hot, hot. We gonna rock.
Channel Urk presents A Moment in Time, Dateline Sydney, Thursday, 1st April 2010. The streets of Sydney can be a dangerous place and not the one for a woman. Go behind the scenes and meet five Sydney women battling to do their best in a male-dominated role. Will they go home at the end of the day? Tune in and find out. Podiobooks.com, amomentintimenovel.com. G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
Isolated in a circle, Insomnia is my holy friend.
Insomnia Radio Australia.
Early morning, a month without you has run by. Hear me calling out your name. All I do is cry.
Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
Hi, this is Devo Spice, and you're listening to IRC FM. What? You are...
Sometimes I wish I could make it all go away. Sometimes I don't know if I'll make it through another day. 'Cause this pain I feel is just too strong. And it's been going on for way too long. How will I make it through? I wish I knew. Ooh, I wish I knew.
This is Katie Laurel, and you're listening to IRC FM, great indie and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears every Friday. Also, feel free to visit me online at www.katielaurel.com.
I feel like Krishna.
Drag through the day, can't put it in gear. I wish you were here. Oh, baby, please come home again. What can I say? Oh, what did I do? Was there something you thought I was withholding from you? Help me to see.
I think I've just been bitten. Bitten? Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh my God. Thank you, Nick Tan. And thank you also, Rebecca Pigeon, for that song that was called Baby Please Come Home. And I'm pretty sure that I actually first heard of Rebecca Pigeon via Nick Tan. And his podcast Is This Thing On. In case you haven't heard this week's interview episode, episode 142 of Urk FM, Nick Tan, who you heard in that promo there, was my special guest as we talk about why Nick is releasing a vinyl album in 2011. After all, he's not only a podcaster, but he's a musician as well. We talk about guitars, we talk about his theory of genres, and a lot more. Talk a bit about some posh birds and some mummies and a little bit of guitar that Nick played for me as well. Episode 142 of Urk FM on the Urk FM website at urkfm.com. If you get the Urk FM automatically down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday, you'll also get the occasional interview episode on Tuesdays. So I really enjoyed the discussion that Nick and I had. Nick's a a fellow member of the Association of Music Podcasting as well, and it was great to have a chat. Prior to Nick's promo, we heard from Rebecca Pigeon, and some of you might know her name. I know I certainly didn't before I listened to Nick show his thing on. Her new album is called Behind the Velvet Curtain, and she's been around for a while. Some of you might know her from the land of TV and her successful acting career, including Heist, Spanish Prisoner and Shop Girl. Her acting career has been more documented than her music, but both passions seem to serve her well. She's originally raised in Edinburgh in Scotland, and her first record was recorded on the small indie label Red Flame Records while she was still attending the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts in London. She's released 5 albums, establishing her unique musical presence in the band Ruby Blue in the mid-1980s, crafting a solid jazz rep with New York indie Chesky Records the following decade. She released an impressive string of albums in the mid-90s, including the acclaimed New York Girls Club and Four Marys. And so that was rather cool. And that was Rebecca Pigeon with her song, Baby Please Come Home. Now you might be able to tell that there's a bit of a theme going on here, even though it wasn't intended. Prior to Rebecca Pigeon, we heard from Raquel Arora and her song, There's Still Time. So let's tell you a bit about Raquel. She shares her heart and her soul with her second album, Holding On To Love, featuring 10 new songs. Her sound on Holding On To Love captures her deep emotion on a moving backdrop of pop, soul and rock rhythms. She proves that both dreamy vocals up front and powerful backup on the upbeat groove How Can I, a message of love shines through every track of the new album, which is evident in Raquel's evocative lyrics that pull in from her own experiences in love and life. Her debut album was in 2007, and that was Rachel Arora, I think. Prior to Raquel, that's right, we heard from Heavy Young Heavens, and it was certainly a change in style from Raquel there. We heard Jackie Come Lately from Heavy Young Heavens. Now let's tell you about them. They are an American alternative rock indie duo. They've been compared to UK rock band Primal Scream. Looking for a change in direction, the pair quickly started recording as just a duo of bass and drums after their last band broke up. Out of necessity, the band was forced to forge the do-it-yourself path of record making, touring and merchandising. The duo claimed the name Heavy Young Heavens comes from a neighbour's description of the brothers to the arresting police officer during a childhood run-in with the law. And so that is Heavy Young Heavens. Prior to that, we heard from Ratcliffe Bailey. And Ratcliffe Bailey's song was called Above the City. And let me tell you a small bit about Ratcliffe Bailey. The second CD, Juice, should be available now. If it's not available now, it shouldn't be very far away. Continuing with the rock, blues and radio theme of their music, the new CD contains 13 tracks, which represents the style of music from A to Z. And that was Ratcliffe Bailey. And prior to that, we heard from Obhey. And Obhey was originally from Nigeria. She moved to Scotland at the age of 8. And she sees herself as the UK's brightest R&B star in the making. After moving to Scotland, she forged her cultural identity through exploring her love of soul and pop music. She says that music is a part of me and who I am. And so having grown up with such rich musical influences such as Luther Vandross and Marvin Gaye and Sam Cooke. She's now looking to build on her own blossoming career in music with her own R&B pop crossover of soaring soulful love songs. And the song that we heard from Oberhoi is called Heartbreaker. So if you spotted the theme that I didn't even spot, well, you might spot it with this next lady who has been around for quite some time, but she is now back. We're going to hear now from Donna Loren and her song, I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. Now, she has a very, very interesting career, both on TV and on stage. Donna began her singing career at the age of 5. Over the next 11 years, she appeared on shows including Playhouse 90 and a radio program, Squeaking Deacon. At the age of 8, she sung in her first commercial. At the age of 10, she'd appeared on the Mickey Mouse Club. In 1963, Donna, at the age of 16, was selected to be the first and only Dr. Pepper girl. Over the next 5 years, she promoted the soft drink company for 5 years on the radio, in huge billboard campaigns, magazines, and personal appearances. She then went on to prominent singing and acting roles in popular teen motion pictures, including Bikini Beach, Muscle Beach Party, Pajama Party, Sergeant Deadhead, and Beach Blanket Bingo. After having a career, she decided to retire from show business, get married, and to raise a family. A new CD that was recorded in the 1980s but was released in August of 2009 even, and she has just released her first new music CD in decades called Love It Away. And we're going to hear a track now from Donna Loren, and she's currently in Los Angeles. The song we're about to hear, very, very appropriate considering her history, quite possibly, is I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. I'm pretty sure, Shauna, this is a cover, but don't hold that against her.
Tonight.
take your shoes off and do not fear. I'll bring that bottle over here. I'll be your baby tonight. Your baby tonight. Your baby tonight. Oh,
this is Katie Laurel, and you're listening to IRC FM, great indie and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears every Friday.
Hi, I'm Michael from Amodus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, I am Rodrigo from the other side of the world, that is the Azores Islands. I do Cowboy Contour podcasts.
Hey, this is Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Kelly Ritchie, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is James Kahu from Auckland, New Zealand.
Hi, this is Mark Regula.
And Tony Navarro.
We're from the group Ivory Tower Project.
Hi, this is Devo Spice, and you're listening to IRC FM. What? You are?
Hi, this is George from the Eclectic Mix and Sounds of Ambience podcasts. You're listening to IRC FM.
This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain, and we are...
Country Road! Hi, my name's Jordan Rain.
G'day, I'm Cole Finley.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River, and I'm Guy.
Hey, this is Caparelli.
Hi, everybody, I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band Emerald.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly. And
my name's Matt Stevens. Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon.
Hi, this is Steph from Trip Hazard.
This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel IRC.
Hi, this is Will Danes.
Two, one.
Hi, we're the Muse.
Hi, this is Sean, and this is Danny.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason.
This is Explain from Foundry Road.
Hi, this is Dan Lyon from Sweden.
Hey, Dua.
Hey, Dua.
Hi, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and check it out.
And you're listening to...
Crazy.
We seem to come full circle there with that particular song. That was Doing Nothing. Absolutely Doing Nothing by Tom Fuller. And prior to that, we heard from Young MC with the song Babe. So there seem to be a few love sort of babe slash baby heartbreaker. You know, there's Still Got Time and Jealous Girl and Blankenship's Mine. Seems to be a bit of a theme going, but that's definitely not the way that I intended it. Let's tell you a bit about the last act that we heard there. The Tom Fuller Band. Hailing from the city of Big Shoulders, the Tom Fuller Band is a wonderful representation of Chicago's musical heritage. They combine the melodic pop rock sensibilities of Cheap Trick with a willingness to experiment like Wilco. Add a lyrical content focusing on matters of the heart and relationships like the blues acts of the past, a distinct love for classic British bands such as the Beatles and the Hollies, and the Tom Fuller Band deliver a unique rock sound of heartfelt, optimistic songs of growth and self-realisation. Growing up, the young Tom Fuller had a couple of ideas about what he was going to be, either a businessman or a musician. His life journey took him towards creating a business first, and when he did that, he really did do that, but he reached a point where he asked himself, is that all there is? And then he changed his track and went towards music. So that was the Tom Fuller Band. And before the Tom Fuller Band, we heard from Young MC, otherwise known as Marvin Young, actually born in London, and he left the UK and his family and him went to Queens in New York. He began rapping at the age of 10 and continued to hone his skills until he was signed to Delicious Vinyl in 1987 during his junior year of college. During his last 2 years of college, Young MC helped write Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina for Tone Loke. Yes, I remember Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina. Funky Cold Medina, I think, was the first or the second cassette single that I ever purchased. And I still remember the song and haven't heard it for a while, but, you know, I still like it. The song Wild Thing would sell nearly 4 million copies, and Funky Cold Medina would sell over 2 million copies. Busta Move was the final song that Young MC recorded for his 1989 debut album Stone Cold Rhymin'. In January 1990, Young MC won the American Music Award for Best Rap Artist, and in February 1990, he won a Grammy Award for the Best Rap Performance and the Best Billboard Award, or the Billboard Award, for the Best New Pop Artist in December 1990. So I have played a Grammy Award-winning artist here on Irk FM. That's quite cool. Stone Cold Rhymin' was the last album that many people remember from Young MC. He has recorded 8 studio albums. And so he has done a lot, and you can read through his rather extensive bio. And in January 2010, Young MC worked with other people to create new dance remixes of his melodic tune Babe, which is what you heard there. And so Young MC, definitely a lot that you can read about him on his website. He's been around for a while, and yeah, Grammy Award winner, so you can't be wrong when you win a Grammy Award for your art. So that is very, very cool, and something which I never really thought that I'd do. Anywho, the music that you heard on this week's episode of Irk FM came to us courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion and the Bender Music Group. We heard from Rich Mayer. We heard from Dan Daniels and Your No Good Buddies, Chuck Eaton, The Lysics, J786, Obd High, Ratcliffe Bailey, Heavy Young Heavens, Raquel Aurora, Rebecca Pigeon, Donna Loren, Young MC, and the Tom Fuller Band. Absolutely great to have you on this episode of Irk FM. Don't forget to tune in for music and talk across the weekend here on Channel Irk. A bit of bluegrass on Saturday on Blast from the Past, and a little bit of rock and something else from a very local artist on Sunday with Judy's Blast FM. Until next week, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. All music is played with direct permission from the artists or with various agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. Irk FM is a part of Channel Irk and also is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting. Check me out, channelirk.com, and check out musicpodcasting.org. Until next week, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you, Foundry Road. Good night, Interweb.